saying was that Glennon went to YMC, Wyoming, and allegedly stole a car and was arrested in the state of Wyoming prior to the time she was charged with any offense in Nevada. Is that correct?
That is correct, but she did, she went out and she took the car. She was going to the truck and she ran out of gas in that car. And then she kept the train and it was up in the morning. She stole a car, but it was up in that car. I thought it was, and she ended up in the car.
And in Las Vegas, the Metropolitan Police said detectives are going to Wyoming and interviewed her. A good part of the time she was charged with this offense. So, anyway, you have certain arguments to make on that interview, and also I'll leave it at that, but just give the students some background.
Thank you.
discuss the confession because it wasn't knowingly made. How did the judge rule against the district court, and therefore we review that on his discretion? How why do you believe the judge erred in denying that sort of motion to suppress?
I just know that all the facts that I just mentioned
questioning is more for the students. I mean, given that this case is pretty interesting, has some good criminal procedure questions. My question is, when she was interrogated by the police in Las Vegas police in Wyoming, this is before she was charged. She wasn't charged 2 months later, so she wasn't in custody in the Las Vegas offense or like that. Do you believe they did give her a red warning, but was a red warning necessary when she wasn't in custody on the Las Vegas offense? Do you have a position on that? She was in custody. Tell us about the recorded statement was along with it. I mean, that bunch of you in jail and you talk on the phone, that isn't that always recorded, and you do that at your own peril. And it seems like we see a lot of those jailhouse confessions. So, what's your thoughts on that?
It was just kind of figure out what the two different contexts that you could put in the
Thank you. so higher.
Thank you.
receive listener lots of phone calls. Some states allow one party to record and the other party doesn't know, and others, like Nevada, don't allow that. So, some of your senators went to Wyoming law and had issues since it took place there.
Thank you.
that's a very good case for the law school students to listen to. Because let's dissect it for a minute. This is the type of fact pattern we take parts in. Because the question like this, how to answer. This is a pattern that has got loads of good issues. I think attorneys very capably presented to us. But look at the charges. You can charge, you can make it a first degree murder. But there's a potential second degree murder if it wasn't premeditated, a potential involuntary manslaughter if it happened in a sudden heat of passion. So that's a question you're analyzing the bar exam and those elements of the criminal law that go to criminal procedure. I mean, she was arrested in Wyoming on other charges before she was charged with this murder offense. Does she have to be given a Miranda warning? Is she in custody? Is it in custody in Wyoming the same as in custody in Nevada? That's part of the analysis on a bar exam. You're going to have to give her a Miranda warning. Then the recorded statement's very interesting. Is there an expectation of privacy? Can it be used against her, you know, under the laws of evidence and admissions that you make against yourself, admission of the party opponent? Again, evidence is a critical class, I think, you know, in my opinion, being a good lawyer. It's also a bar exam question, all these state questions. So this is what I'm thinking about this, listening to things like this. If you spot those issues, regardless of your analysis, you're going to pass that question on the bar exam. So all they had is much luck because you've got all the other questions as well.
And for those of you sitting out there, as you go home tonight, you can bank this as you can make it simple comments, whether or not you have a case against it for either negligence or intentional infliction of mental stress, as we've been talking about the bar exam.
Yes, sir. the Senate, quite often they will have another counsel sitting in the audience to make sure a record or an objection is made as something that could be pivotal to the outcome of the case, so it's preserved for appellate review. And that's the key. Appellate review, how do you preserve the issue? Did you make the objection? Because you can't raise it for the first time when you come to us, unless it's, as we say in criminal context, plain error, constitutional error.
Just kind of helpful.